Morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, April 24th. Kyle dropped into the call today with a little headline, said sleep deprived, but still here. That's the auto industry showing up every day. Today, we're talking about Tesla's earnings, VinFast expansion, and one dealership's very kind deed. Loved seeing that in automotive news this morning.
Oh, man.
Pretty awesome.
This right here is like, womp, 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 womp. Yeah. That's kind of the show. That's the noise,
I got it. It took me a second, but I got it. I'm following you. I spent this morning sending emails. You know, you and I both kind of do this. We get up really early. We start rocking emails. We start building shows. We start getting ready to go. This morning, I was in contact with some New York State dealer associations, both New York State and Syracuse. And I'm so excited that at this year's AsotoCon, we're going to have no less than six, maybe up to like 10 dealer association representations, because this has been always been something we've wanted to do for the last couple of years. Now we're finally getting to do it. And so if you didn't hear, AsotoCon, it's kind of this big event happening May 15th, 14th through 17th. You're probably starting to see these billboards all over LinkedIn and Facebook if you're on there, of people saying,
I got two texts this morning like, yo, when am I getting my billboard? Yeah. So everybody wants one.
It's basically a billboard that says whoever the person's name is. I like Kyle, when you posted yours on Monday, you're like, it's a little weird referring to yourself in the third person, but this is worth it. Because the billboard basically says your name, and it says it advertises the fact that you're going to AsotoCon. You'll be at AsotoCon. And that's the reality of it. At this event, the attendees are the reason that you go to the event, period. That's
exactly it. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that this morning because, and you can kind of go through, I've got a post on LinkedIn, but yesterday someone was like, man, you guys have a lot of speakers. They were like, it's got to be over 30. And I was like, it's actually over 80. And the question is always, why? What's the reason for having that many speakers? And the reason for us is not just because like we want to flood the speaker list. It's because we know that when you get that many people having that many different conversations across 2 days, the participation level is already enhanced. They're thinking about it. They're talking about it in the halls. They're questioning other people. People feel more comfortable going up and going, I had a thought about that too, because it was already a conversation. There's no like dramatic exposition.
Yes. Oh, that's a great way to put it. So if you haven't checked it out yet, go to AsotoCon.com. Our friends at Reynolds & Reynolds, Gooba Goo, presenting sponsors, helping us put this on, along with a huge list of industry partners that I won't start listing them, because if I do, I'm going to easily forget somebody.
All of them.
But this is a true collaboration. This is not a place to get sold at. This is a place where people are actually trying to build better products, integrate things in a meaningful way. And you'll see when you show up, because you're going to show up, that the culture and the environment there is immediately different than any other automotive event you've ever been to. I promise, money back guarantee. Go to AsotoCon.com, check it out, get a ticket, get a plane ticket. BWI is right there. It's a Southwest hub. You can get there cheap. You can get there fast. And so much more coming. But
someone this morning told me the flights from Colorado are still cheap to BWI. Like, let's go.
It's just a time of year when we're like traveling to that part of the country, like DC area, Annapolis, Baltimore. It's just not busy. So we picked a good one. And right in the middle of the month, too.
Oh, my
goodness. Beginning of the month, end of month. We may have done that.
How do they do it, folks?
We may have done that strategically. Well, let's speak of some strategy here.
Stop. Yeah. Segue.
Some news. All right. Sandwiched between GM's stellar financial report yesterday or 2 days ago and Ford's upcoming earnings this evening, or actually probably like a when the market closes, Ford's going to give their earnings today. Tesla's Q1 earnings call happened yesterday to show a 55% decline in income, falling to $1.1 billion amidst the backdrop of a slew of growing challenges, supply, demand. They had arson in Germany. Like, they have some issues. Despite setbacks, Tesla is now planning to fast-track the introduction of new vehicles, utilizing both current platforms and integrating some next-gen platforms. And they're saying they're going to use existing production lines to do it. So they're like, not going to be a big expense. We're doing them with what we already producing these cars with what we already have. The company's shift in strategy includes a focus on, we knew this was coming, a big focus on autonomous vehicles and their robo-taxi, not just the car, but their robo-taxi service. They said they're going to launch an app that's going to compete against Uber and Lyft for ride hailing. Big part of the strategy. Those companies make a couple of bucks. So when speaking about the much anticipated lower cost Tesla, Elon Musk said, in terms of a product roadmap, there's been a lot of talk. We've updated our future lineup to accelerate the launch of new models. And he said we might see vehicles in early 2025, if not later this year in 2024. He also stressed that, you know, they would be made on existing product production lines. So, you know, everyone's saying they're bailing on the low cost models. Elon saying, no, that's still in the plan. They're going to unveil the Robotaxi in August. And, you know, they made some investors happy. The stock bounced 11% in after hours trading. But we'll note it's still down significantly.
It's just still crazy to me. Like, yo, we're 55% down. Y'all still in? Cool.
You feel good? You know, feeling? Like, who's feeling good?
Who's feeling good? You feeling? I'm feeling good. We're going to launch some new stuff. Let's talk about 11% increases. It is still wild that Tesla can demand that from the market. But like the things that they're talking, you know, this is where Tesla is so diversified in the options at which they can come to market that a downturn in like sales doesn't necessarily still change
because they have so much going
on. And so this is where, like, for them being an automaker is like playing in the sandbox, right? Because they're dipping into all these things. You've got this robotaxi service, which is a completely fully verticalized service that you retain all the revenue on. Like, that's why you start to see this Tesla stock still up.
Not being valued like a traditional manufacturer.
Exactly.
You know, he did say, this was funny, in the earnings report. He's adamant that Tesla is going to solve autonomy. And he said, we're on such a path right now. If I were kidnapped by aliens tomorrow, he said, I love how it was by aliens. He said, Tesla's still on track to solve autonomy, which as an investor, right, that has to spark confidence. There's been,
I think that's huge because everybody kind of like sees Elon out there. And we know from our conversations with Jimmy Douglas, who used to be in charge of like the entire
remarketing
as well as used car market for a time at Tesla, is like the size and the breadth of Tesla at this point has so many smart people in the room.
Yeah.
With Elon being a face of it, but like the decision matrix, the amount of data that they have to put behind what they're doing, the amount of smart developers writing code, like it at this point, that thing is a freaking tanker just rolling through.
That's true. You know? That's true. Speaking of rolling through,
stop. Segway time.
Got another angle on EV manufacturer. From one to another, this one is leveraging a dealership model as its path to success. Vietnamese manufacturer VinFast is rapidly growing its U.S. footprint. We know this, but they've just announced 12 new franchise dealerships across several states, bringing the total up to 18 across seven states, complementing their direct sales in California. So new sites, Florida, several in Texas, Kentucky, Connecticut. You know, so they're trying to, you know, despite the slow EV sales and like the market, they're like, hey, we're leaning in, we're bringing on dealers. They have a major factory underway. It's well on its way in North Carolina near their first VinFast dealer. You know, they want to leverage that $7,500 credit. So they will be making batteries and vehicles in the US. So they are saying they're 400% increased year over year in global sales. You know,
when that makes sense. Yeah. Because I mean, sales, globally, they're doing really, really well.
A lot different. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, what I'm excited about is I know some people at H. Craig. I know some people at Demontrin. And we actually know someone at Demontrin that's going to be speaking at a SotuCon very close to this matter.
We'll ask
under Friendier. I was given a little bit of a tip on this a little bit earlier. So it's cool to see it finally get announced that Demontrin, you know, I know the crew over there. Ashley Cavazos is going to be at a SotuCon. And so just really cool to see this. You know, we've kind of like the Fisker has come under a lot of scrutiny. They're working on the dealer model, but VinFast, you know, still kind of flying under the radar, but also being super successful and adding another 12 rooftops.
I think with VinFast, it's really going to come down to quality.
It has to.
I really do. I mean, I think a lot of these conversations are going to come down to quality. This is something Brian Benstock was pretty adamant about, and he'll be speaking at a SotuCon keynoting the end of day one. That's going to be a firecracker of a session. But he was talking. He's test driven and seen a lot of these. I mean, obviously he's a major Honda dealer, so he's, you know, been paying attention to the Prologue. But he said quality is going to be a major factor because a lot of these just don't have what it takes to compete. So we'll see. There's a little thing called price too that people happen to be sensitive
price,
to.
Price, yeah, you know, under $20,000.
Yeah, you're willing to, you know, like sacrifice a little of materials. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Speaking of a sacrifice, ooh,
great segue. Time.
One South Dakota dealership, Vernide Motors, definitely leaned in and sacrificed a bit. They restored Hope and a 2008 Chevy Impala for free after its owner, a victim of repair scam, shared her ordeal publicly. So Amanda Galloway was moving cross-country with her four-year-old son following a divorce when her Chevy Impala broke down in South Dakota. She was scammed by a local repair shop, which charged $1,000 up front and then suddenly went out of business. Her car became impounded. She had an impound plus interest bill, kind of went public and shared all of this. And then an employee at Vernide Motor Cars in Sioux Falls saw her story on the news and arranged to have the car towed to their dealership for free. Following that, the dealership then repaired the Impala, installed a new engine, new tires, a full detail, all for free. Over $4,000 in services where they took care of this young lady, Amanda. And
you know who is next in line to do that? There was another company that was just ready to do that. It was Tesla. I'm just kidding.
I see what you did there.
This is exactly what we talk about when we talk about the impact of the local franchise dealers. They're paying attention locally. They're serving locally. They are able to just have an empathetic ear to what is going on around them. Yep. And they are always willing to help. I love this story. 2008, just the hearing the it uttered 2008 Chevy Impala that just brought back all kinds of memories, right? How long has it been?
I can see the car driving down the road. Like, I know what that car looks like. It also, I like, a white Chevy Impala is always there, you know, like it's so,
yeah,
it's but, sublime.
But I they didn't mention the employee, but if you know who it is or you know it was, please send their name to us, DM us on LinkedIn or send it to crew@asodu.com. We would love to do something special for them, but we need to find out who it is first. So if you know who that is, please send it our way and we'll make sure we show them a little more than cars love. I think that's a show. What do you think?
Yeah.
That's a show. Absolutely. Everybody's got something to do. It's Wednesday. It's that midpoint of the week where we're like, okay, let's huddle up. Let's get ready for the rest of this week. We're doing that. We hope you do that for AsotuCon. Go to AsotuCon.com and join us.